Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you're inspired to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour or any other time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to provide us with the commonality, the community, the issues of our harmony, the least and greatest common denominator of our each being, these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And I am always encouraging us to make commitments unto that, to come to a point and place where we realize that we're already in the realm of eternity. We can really begin to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good when we have the intention to do that which is truly in our own best interest, and that is to exalt a full life's urge, to come to a point and place where we truly care to not just live but to thrive, not just reverse issues of high blood pressure and diabetes and gout and all of those things, but to really come to a point and place where we are so absolutely thankful and grateful for the blessedness in our being, where we consciously care to be a blessing unto all beings directly. There is absolute law, and the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And love is the harmony of truth. And truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We're absolutely blessed with each and every beat of our heart, with every breath that we take, with every step that we make. We are always immersed in the reality of it. We cannot be taken from it. Even if we leave the planet, we are still immersed in it. The issue for us is coming to a point where we are acknowledging it. We are mindful of it. We are conscious and conscientious of it. We are committed to it. And we are accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we walk in the integrity of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, I know I'm rattling it off because it's something that I repeat consistently over time, and I'm celebrating the 17 years that I have been on air. And even with the year that I was off air, I was doing 26 hours of conference calls a week for the year that I wasn't here. So I was still active in consciously supporting people, those who choose to tune to it, to doing that which is truly in their own best interest, because nothing that we do makes sense if we will not love, if we will not honor, if we will not respect, if we will not reverence, if we will not make what some people only exalt a couple of times of the year. We need to be in our thanksgiving and our gratitude with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. You understand? I don't know how it is that you could have people who celebrate their right to be wrong, their right to be wicked, their right to be in violation, degradation, inebriation, intoxication, and whatnot, and their right to institute this kind of thing as the foundation of that which everybody participates in. And then they have these holidays that they call Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of this, but then we go back to oppressing and suppressing and killing and all of that. And I'm just saying is that we have to do what's in our own best interest, because everybody is under siege. And being under siege where the food is the tool of oppression, being under siege where you are commercially sublimated and made to feel as if death is your inevitability, death is your fate, death is destiny, death is something that you cannot avoid, so you might as well enjoy killing yourself. You understand, this is what we have to come to a point of caring to realize, that your life is your gift and that we're sharing the blessedness of being. And our common unity is the reality that absolute and supreme intelligence is beating each of our hearts and breathing us. And so there literally is no prosperity that can be generated from undermining anyone, because everyone is a reflection of the one that we are. Because we each are these points of this one absolute and supreme intelligence that is so supremely intelligent that it has figured out a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time. And I have to consistently repeat it and let you hear it again and again, because we have been hearing the lies for decades and generations. And that there are those who feel like they're better than these ones over here because they have more education, better than these ones over here because we can read, better than these ones over here because we have money, better than these ones over there because we got credit, better than these ones over here because we got polished wood, metal, and stone, and we can deposit our feces in ceramic bowls. You understand? I'm just saying is that we each are gifts to the world, and the world needs to be experiencing the blessedness of our being as a collective. And where we are participating by virtue of our employment with those mission statements and those corporate agendas and objectives that are not properly oriented in exalting a full life's urge in doing that which facilitates the greater good, the wellness and the well-being of the populace, then we have to create within ourselves a wholehearted desire to be in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, why we are to self-actualize and self-realize and harmonize with absolute and supreme intelligence, and where we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. This now moment of eternity in which we dwell is so auspicious, because there are those who feel as though they've arrived and they've made it because they have the symbols of power and authority. Legislation, moving into the White House in D.C., many of us live in white houses, but the issue is we all have these body temples, and the temples that we dwell in, these bodies that we're in, the constitution of these bodies, the integrity of our optimum cellular functioning and being 80% water and being charged with the life force of the sun and the light and the wisdom and the truth that really allows us to function optimally. To be thinking, to be conscious, caring, and considerate, to have light and wisdom to work towards that which is in the best interests of the whole. Education in and of itself does not provide us that, because they have miseducated us into thinking that we can violate our temples, that we can consume anything and it's all right. And it's not the case, because the substance and the quality of what is creating the substance and the quality of our blood is laying foundation for the substance and the quality, or the lack thereof, of our thought. And it is through thinking that we are able to align ourselves with the absolute and supreme intelligence, or what others would refer to as divine mind. And where we are not in a place where we're committed to wholeness, and we're committed to exalting that full life's urge, where we're committed in being in the truth of ourselves, where we're committed to self-realization, self-actualization, unfolding and harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and really qualifying for continuance in existence, then we do not come forward with the best thoughts, the best ideas, the best creation, the best whatever, which is why so many of our tools, technology, things that we've created have a detrimental side to them, because they were created from a mindset that was not completely committed to wholeness. from a mind, from a person who was not completely committed to the whole. And so there is absolute law that governs our being. There's absolute law that governs all being. And we have the greatest leverage over lawlessness when we are committed to lawful living. But to understand that living fully and dying are not the same. It's not the same path. It's not the same life. So that we have to literally rebuke and revoke our belief in dying in order to truly have leverage that will allow us to walk in the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be functioning optimally, supremely intelligently, doing nothing to undermine ourselves or anyone else, being able to offer that which is our own gifts as a result of having the ability to invoke, call forth, and tap our genetic and our genealogical wealth and inheritance and heritage that is in us, to unlock ourselves at our DNA level by doing the clearing, the cleansing, and the consecration of these temples, and realizing that the trick here has been to have us complicit and complacent with our own oppression every time we have a meal. And what we do consistently over time is laying foundation for what is actually showing up in our lives. And so I am encouraging us to take responsibility on a daily basis, to make commitments and to recommit ourselves, to commit and recommit and put these commitments in writing to living fully, to loving, honoring, forgiving, and walking in the fullness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. There is no greater leverage that we can have. You understand? So that when it comes to vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, there is no greater political representation. There is no greater political consciousness. There is no greater political participation than vivid self-expression and self-representation as these points of the absolute. But the issue is, so many people don't want to be that righteous. We don't want to be that clearing. We don't want to be that clear. We don't want to take responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. We think that being under siege means that you get as high as you possibly can, that you inebriate, intoxicate, and try to anesthetize yourself so that you literally are working and then escaping, that you are not mentally accepting any degree of responsibility to think a greater thought. And that's a trick. And that is the evidence of having fallen victim to the foolishness, because as man, you have the capacity for thought. As a man, you are the progenitor of lineages of people. As a man, you have duty, obligation to provide and protect, to build and to structure, to lay foundation for the proper progression of lineages of people. And these people have put us in a place where people haven't grown up. We haven't matured as men, the progenitor of lineages. They want you to be in a place where you're always playing. You're playing games, video games. You're playing balls. You're playing with balls. You're always entertained by somebody's ball games and whatnot. And it's a major distraction when you are being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, which makes you trappable, incarceratable, that puts you in a place where you are not doing your daily due diligence in exalting a full life's urge and consciously seeking to be of a great mind, consciously seeking to stand on the shoulders of the great ones that have come before you, consciously seeking to honor and to glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, consciously seeking to be held in high esteem by the women who love you, by those who have borne children by you, to be in a place and space where you are always prospering because you are always maturing, because you are always choosing that which is light, standing on behalf of that which is right. As a man, as a son, as a grandson, a great grandson, a great 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 grandson, to be a son, to shine, to blaze, to be in the light of the supreme intelligence that you should be walking in the integrity of as your truth. And those of us who are the wombed men, to understand the estate of womanhood, the estate of what it is to be daughter and granddaughter and great-granddaughter and great-great-granddaughter and mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother, and to understand that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to know how to work towards a progressive growth, unfoldment, and exaltation of the divine intelligence of other ones. And so we are being called by the highest authority, the government of the whole, the tribunal of the whole, to raise completely up, to be realigned and restored in the integrity of that which we indeed are, as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, man, the progenitor of the lineages, wound man, the perpetuator of the lineages, and to understand that we cannot be divided within ourselves and then have happy marriages. And we cannot just relegate ourselves to having sexual relationships that have no vital, life-supporting responsibility for the generations that we represent. And so the light, the law, the love, the order has to be established in every aspect of our lives in order for us to have a victory and triumph over the scheme, over the games, over the tricks, over the propaganda, over all of that which is being instituted against us so that we are not properly responding to being under siege, that we are not properly responding to being warred against. And so this now moment where you are the beneficiary of the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the clarity of thought, the service, the labor, the victories, the trials, the triumphs, the sacrifices of so many ones from all walks of life, from all hues, from all continents. And now we should be hungry and thirsty for truth, hungry and thirsty for light, hungry and thirsty for the truth of ourselves, to be renewed and rebirthed, to be restored, to be healed, to be whole, to be loved and loving, caring, conscious and conscientious, creative and dynamic, powerful, faith-filled, with the ingenuity, talent, skills, and abilities that are indeed already ours, and that we are properly centered in this now moment to fulfill that which is ours in this now moment as individuals, as families, as community, and as generations. Now, because we are always in absolute law, it's important for us to consciously care to respect those laws. But these people have us in a place where we disregard the laws that govern our being, and then we break our neck trying to keep track of the games of agreement and the statutes and the legalese and all of this that they create. They change the law with whim. You go over here, the law says this. You go over here, it says something different. It's not law, because man does not make law. And governments of men who have no commitment to the order of the whole, the purposes of existence, are not government at all. Not in truth. that our duty, obligation, and responsibility in this now moment is to be self-governing, to be under the order of the whole of existence itself, to be in a place where you do nothing to undermine yourselves, where you are consciously exalting a full life's urge. You are doing that which is truly in your own best interest. You are consciously clearing and cleansing from years of toxicity and inebriation and intoxication, and accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to rise up in the integrity of the truth of who you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be functioning as absolute and supreme intelligence. It's extremely important for us to understand that these bodies and spirits and the purpose of existence was not something that was created by governments of men, that we were not designed by scientists and physicists and farmers and pharmacists and preachers and pastors and all of this. You understand? So that our true law, our true responsibility is to the ideal and the intelligence that has designed us, created us, made us in its own image. But we have to function in that image that is light, that is radiant, that is brilliant, that is sensical, that is practical, that is ideal and idealistic, that is faith-filled and loving, that is talented, ingenious. We have been given absolutely everything we could possibly need. And there's so much that we already have access to that makes it so much easier that we do not have to think about foundational things in terms of where we gonna live and what we gonna do and how we gonna do this, because systems are already in place and they work. And give thanks for the people who help work them. And we all have more to contribute. But none of us were born to slave and to die. None of us were born to spend our lives in bondage to anything or anybody. And so, as we have so many ones who will be making transition from the planet through the doors of death, because they have been on the path of death for so long that death is already at the door, shutting them out, giving them the way off the planet. And we will continue to see more and more people dying. We will continue to see more and more tragedy that hits great numbers of people upon the planet. We will continue to see the effects of those who continue to act as if the truth is not the truth and the lie has the right to be continued. And these ones will be getting their just reward. We have no reason to be in fear of them or those, because there is absolute law that governs absolutely everything and everybody, and we all are going to reap the consequences and the harvest of our own seeds and our own choices. So look at your life and look what you have been choosing. Look at what you have been doing. But to understand that nobody has any greater authority in your life than you do. And it is time for us to take full responsibility for being in authority in our own lives, in our own bodies, in our own temples. And the first duty, obligation, and responsibility we have is to reverse the issues that have manifested themselves as sickness, illness, disease through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the care, to know that there is nothing that you have created that cannot be healed. But in order to be healed, you must accept the responsibility for doing that which is going to facilitate the cleansing. Your body, your heart, your organs, everything operates perfectly. And the only reason we're having the issues that we're having in terms of the plethora of sickness, illness, disease, heart attack, stroke, obesity, diabetes, sarcoidosis, all of these things that have been diagnosed is because the body is filled with stuff that has come from 20, 30, 40, 50 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, artificial colors, artificial flavors, hormones, antibiotics, and all of this. But you can be cleansed. And in the cleansing, you can be healed. And in the healing, you can be whole. You can be restored. And you will experience the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity. The more intensity of your desire and intention to walk in the fullness of yourself, the more power you have to do that. We're in a now moment where each of us can be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, by just being in a place where we're getting the rays of the sun, that we're breathing deeply, we're oxygenating, we're hydrating, we're drinking the water. We are opening up the elimination of all of these toxins from every pore of our body, that we are absolutely intensely intentional in living our best lives right here, right now, from this day forward. Forgive yourself for your transgressions. Forgive yourself for falling off the wagon. Forgive yourself for falling back into those things, but you don't have to continue to do it. Stop beating yourself up. Stop feeling like you're not worthy and you're not deserving. You are still worthy and deserving because your heart is beating. You are still breathing. That means the intelligence of existence is still with you. It has gifted you everything that you are, and all you need to do is respect it, to honor it, to realize that there is no worship that you can do in polished wood, metal, and stone where you don't worship in flesh and blood. Your own flesh and blood. And to take responsibility for opening up the elimination of all of this excess waste. Stop eating stuff that does not have any vital contribution to make to you. And you say, well, Adam, it's not that difficult. It's not, it's harder than you make it seem. But the issue is, what are you committed to? Because there is a spirit that dwells in that body, that hears, that listens, that processes, that considers, that contemplates, that realizes. That intelligence is fully intelligent, even though you may be suffering with blockage and obstruction. You're still intelligent. And you're still dynamic, and you're still powerful. But you have to accept it. You have to want to be in it. And that's what you can nourish and nurture yourself with. And continue to listen to that which inspires you and motivates you and strengthens your resolve to be fully committed to you. Because there is nothing that you can do that makes sense when you're killing yourself. When you are laying foundation for a tragic date with fate because you fail to acknowledge that there is order and that there is law, and it is for you as a living being, as man or womb man, to be committed to living lovingly, lawfully, successfully, thriving in the essence of the truth of who you are as a divine expression of wit and beauty and strength and power and vision and imagination, and all of that which is your gift. You are the God or the goddess that dwells in that temple. What you say goes. I'm the one to encourage you that it is your time to be decisive. It is your time to accept that you are the one that you are and that you're needed in the fullness of yourself. And you have the support to be that. We're in a now moment where it is our time to rise completely up, to accept the duty, obligation, and responsibility as conscious beings, to be conscious in our being, loving, lawful, forgiving, compassionate, talented, caring, obedient, joyful, delightful, prayerful, faithful, and realizing that we've already lived so much of our lives. We've got nothing to lose but the opportunity to gain full access to our immortality. You're in a now moment of eternity that requires you to be the one that you are in the fullness of yourself. You're attuned to the meeting of the inner circle with the Dhamma, your voice of resurrection, heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you're inspired enough to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency over time. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always concerned and speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our real freedom to walk in the fullness of who we are. And because we have been under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness that has impacted and affected everybody, it's necessary that we are able to have the kind of music and messaging and messengers and interviews and dialogue that allow us to really look more deeply at the reality that there is absolute reality. And that as we are maturing, we should be ever more intensely focused in the absolute reality that we all dwell upon a planet that is in flotation and rotation around a sun and surrounded by planets and worlds and realms. And we're already in heaven and we do not have to die to be there or to go there. We are where we need to be for this now moment. The issue is, will we take responsibility to consciously care to be able to respond correctly and directly towards wholeness, not just holiness, but wholeness in knowing that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, we are here to exalt life. We are here to literally do nothing other than serve life, to be servants in life, because life serves us. And that intelligence that is causation, that intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that intelligence that is so intelligent that it did not create all of what we see by just a big bang that had no order, it had no mind and no supremacy in thought and beingness directly. We're in a now moment that requires us to really look at who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, where we are in the midst and in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and why we are, to self-actualize, harmonize, and self-realize in the truth that we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is referred to as God, but it is beyond gods and goddesses and planets and heavens and hells and all of that. But we, in realizing that we have come and that we shall go, but our going should not be a dying. Our living should not be a dying. Our being should not be in the exaltation of our rights to be dead, our right to die, our right to generate a livelihood in creating those things, products and messages and all of that, that undermines beings' rights to live. And because those institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is have been busy misorienting, disorienting, miseducating, misleading, and thinking erroneously that they can prosper at the detriment of Africans, the detriment of all melanin-dominated people, the detriment of all these creatures, the detriment of anything and anybody at any time, and prosper. It's just not possible. And so as we are literally being edged on, called forward to raise completely up, it really is about our exalting a full life's urge to come to that place and space where we do not make excuses as to why we have the right to be killing ourselves, that we have the right to anesthetize, inebriate, undermine, and create blockage and obstruction within every fiber of our being, and then think that because we're generating a livelihood through our employment that and paying bills, that constitutes the success in our living when we are not really living. We're slaving, we're working, but we are not exalting a full life's urge, rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, and consciously seeing and realizing and claiming and knowing that we are already so blessed in our being for each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that this gift that we have been given, that we refer to as life, is the greatest gift that we will ever have, and we cannot prosper to the detriment of ourselves. We cannot prosper in the neglect of our homes, our families, our marriages, our generations. We cannot prosper in ignoring the reality that there is absolute reality. And those of us who are coming into maturity, we should be in a place and space where we have the right alignment, the right mind, the right orientation, so that we are laying a more proper foundation for the exaltation of humanity and even the reorientation of those who refer to themselves as humankind. There have been and will always be those who feel driven, passionate, purposed to serve the greater good, the greater glory, the greatness of existence itself. And it seems as though there will always be those who will act as if that's not an option, that they only have to do what they're told to do and whatnot. But the issue for us is really understanding that in this realm where we are alive, that if we do not serve the purposes of life, if we do not come to understand the laws that govern life, if we do not exalt a full desire to be wholeheartedly encompassed in the blessedness of our being and to be in a place where we are consistently applying ourselves towards our self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and using the keys that we were given so that we are ensuring our progression to the honor and to the glory of the lineages that we represent. That if we do not live from this perspective and we instead live thinking that it's okay to support and to facilitate and to participate in the subjugation, the domination, the violation, the usurpation, the devastation, the bastardization, and the murder and slaughter of other ones, thinking that we can prosper to their detriment. If we do not have the realization that where you love killing and you support dying and you feel as though you must die from something, that there is a death that is coming for you as a result of us dwelling in this reality that is absolutely lawful, absolutely ordered. And this lie that we're supposed to be dying, that we have to die from something, is what so many people of all walks seem to have bought into, and because of that feel entitled to live lawlessly, to ignore that there is law and order, and that the fulfillment of the law is love, and that in love you would not, could not possibly feel entitled to participate in the degradation and the subjugation and the violation of other ones, human ones or other ones. But for us as a global humanity to have over 20 billion creatures that are being slaughtered and murdered and experimented with and all of that, and then have so many of their carcasses being fed to you and your children as happy meals, and to put us in a place where we feel entitled to feed off the carcasses of slain beings. This is not the path of life. It is not the path of love. It is not the path of wisdom. It is not the path that ensures and qualifies your success in life, where you never served and loved life and respected life and honored life. And so I'm the one to encourage us to realize that any degree of sickness, illness, and disease that has crystallized in our tissues is as a result of the violation of the laws that govern us, so that we, as these individual points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, have the opportunity to be realigned and reoriented as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that it is absolutely and supremely intelligent to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine yourself. And as a result of the pain, the suffering, the fear, all of that that has come as a result of the cancer, the diagnosis, the Alzheimer's, the whatever. It's so many diseases from AIDS to ZITS that basically all of it can be reversed if you will remember who you are. You at this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and your body is its gift to you. And your genealogy, that which is imprinted and encoded within your DNA, your heritage, your inheritance, is your gift. And you are here to glorify and honor the gift that you've been given as life, the gift that you've been given as yourself, the gift that you've been given as breath and blood and heartbeat and time to come into timelessness and talent, skills, and abilities. We are in a now moment where we all can really be so thankful for all that we have inherited and have as our heritage, and to invoke and call forth the greatness of ourselves. But we have to hold ourselves to the higher standard. We have to hold ourselves to the degree of integrity that we must have in terms of high ethic and morality and compassion and mercy and all of the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, eternal, and that is all there is as existence itself. It is that which fills all spaces. It is all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. The quantum physicists refer to it as the unified field. I refer to it as the intelligence of existence, the cosmic I am, that absolute and supreme reality that is responsible for all reality. And that there is no place throughout all of existence that is just inherently wicked and evil, or where there are beings that are equal to the intelligence of existence in distortion and dysfunction and wickedness and evil. There is no one being that is all that, but the wickedness and the evil, the distortion and the dysfunction is in the mind of people. It is in the misuse and the abuse of the intelligence that they are, that is rooted and founded and grounded in the violation that happens at the bloodstream, at the cellular level, in feeding off of the carcasses of dead animals and having the rot, the decomposition, the decay, the worms, the organisms, the parasites and whatnot, really permeating and penetrating your tissues and your bloodstream. That puts you in a position where you are not able to think with the same degree of clarity, because you are foundationally, cellularly disoriented in terms of what you are living for. And there, in that, we have the progression of errors over generations and generations and generations. And now we are in a now moment that we have the opportunity to correct ourselves, to accept the correction, to be realigned and harmonized in the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence. And in so doing, we are consciously caring to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, made whole, so that we are saved from the pain, the suffering, the degradation, the fear, all of those things that create the hellaciousness that people go into the churches and the synagogues and the mosque and the temples and whatnot, so that they can get the good word of God, of Yah, of Allah, of Jah, whoever, so that they have some protection and sanctity. But when you have those who are consistently involved in that, yet they are not reverencing and respecting the right of other beings to have the right of their lives. They are not honoring that there is absolute law, and the absolute law is love and not condemnation. The absolute law is love, and not being in a place where you become the judge and the jury and the executioner, you understand, but being in a place and space where we are caring to triumph every day, that allows us to be helpful to people in living, in loving, in harmonizing, in becoming whole, in the upliftment and the restoration of a fallen humanity and humankind. This is our work. We cannot leave it to those who have no care. We cannot leave it to those who have no proper orientation as to their own degrees of power and authority. When we and when they take the time to realign with life itself. So there's a victory and the triumph that is already won, in that there are no governments, there are no initiatives, there are no scheming, no plotting, no planning, no politics or politicians or any of those who can outthink the intelligence of existence, who have a greater way, a greater plan, a greater government. There's an absolute and eternal government that the earth is a part of, but that which goes on upon the planet in terms of the games of agreement and the statutes that men create is not law. And when their statutes and their games of agreement and whatnot support the violation, the usurpation, the devastation of millions of people, then have that realization that you are either participating with or have the opportunity to witness, that you are in the midst of those who have already fallen. And that there is definitely going to be ever more tragic dates with fate for all of those who do not care to be completely cleared of the violations, completely cleansed from the cellular oppression, the accumulation and the contraindication of the preservatives and the BHA and the BHT and the pharmaceutical residues and the nitrates and the nitrites and all of these chemicals that are wreaking havoc in our brains, wreaking havoc in our cells, putting us in place and space where we are creating sickness, illness, and disease, as opposed to becoming ever more vital because we are mature enough to live and love and honor and respect and serve and be immersed in the absolute order of existence. And we are taking responsibility to do that which is ours to do in becoming whole. reversing the sickness, the illness, and the disease because we care enough to honor and to glorify the intelligence that has gifted itself to us. We are not designed by men of any profession. Man did not design us. And so our being the design of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, then there is that which is consistent in facilitating more optimum cellular functioning than that which we find in the stores, on shelves, that which we get from freezers and put into microwave ovens and nuke our food and distort our chromosomes, or being in a place where we are allowing our children to play with cell phones that are emitting all kinds of radiation, and they're holding these things to their heads while their cells are being permeated by the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors and artificial flavors, and know that these babies are going to be dying early because we are in the midst of a death culture. Those who use the intelligence that they have been given towards profit and not towards wholeness. Those who use the intelligence that they have been given to undermine the wellness of other ones to the detriment of the whole of everything and everyone. We cannot continue on this way and be vital. And the continuing on will only be going on until you die, and the death is imminent. The death is coming. And the issue is you don't know how long you'll be dead. For those who believe in reincarnation and feel as though you're going to come back again and try it again, and those who feel as though, well, you know, I really don't have to get it right this time. I mean, it ain't all that serious. I can come back again. Who are you going to come back through? The womb of a crack addict? The womb of a pharmaceutically addicted somebody. The womb, I mean, who you gonna come through? We have having the responsibility to really stand on behalf of life itself. And most of us were undermined by those who love us without realizing. They didn't realize it. And that's why those of us who experienced that, where we were brought up on hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and breakfast cereals and cheese and all of this garbage that now is showing up as cancer and lupus and all of this, and then allowing your children to be shot up with all of this formaldehyde and arsenic and chemicals and whatnot, thinking that that's going to create a greater immunity for them than breastfeeding these babies. I mean, we have to come to a point in place where we realize that you can be wrong all of your life, but after being wrong and being out of sorts and being misaligned and disoriented, there is a greater glory that you could have chosen at any given point in time had you cared enough. And so many ones who have heard the truth, so many ones who know they had opportunity, so many ones who have the opportunity to experience their dying on their deathbed, always have that epiphany that they could have done differently. And many take their last breath, succumb to that, whether it's the acidity, the mucus, the whatever that sends them to another realm or either suffocates them in that body. We really don't know. But the issue is, what are you choosing on a daily basis? Because what you choose and what you do and how you think consistently over time is laying foundation for not just the quality of your life, but it's also laying foundation for how you leave. And because the leaving is inevitable, perhaps, and I say perhaps because there's some question in my mind as to whether one suffocates in their body temple as a result of so much blockage and obstruction from all of the mucus and all of the acidity and all of the dehydration and insufficient oxygenation and all of that literally usurps your whole life force. I'm not sure that you can even get out of the body alive. There's an assumption that everybody that dies gets out of the body alive. And because we have seen from the last week or 2 weeks ago, and I said there will be those who are not going to get out of 2016. They're not going to see January 2017. And we have heard and seen so many ones, those that we know, those that we know of, those that are part of family and whatnot. And the issue is that when destiny or fate is approaching, then it matters what you do on a daily basis. It matters that you care to show up the way that is going to give you the greatest opportunity to really thrive and to be truly integrated, integritous with the truth of your inner self, the inner works. Because where you are not properly oriented in exalting a full life's urge and doing what's in your own best interest, then you are your own worst enemy. And as long as you undermine yourself, then you really don't even have to worry about these other ones who are consciously caring to undermine you. Because it's about what you do and what you're choosing and how you're living in terms of who you're giving your power to or whether you are reclaiming that power to decide, the power to discern, the power to commit, and the power to correct and be corrected through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the revitalization, being completely revivified and resurrected in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that you already are as a conscious immortal, whether you are conscious of it or not. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.